Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.
Morning, Kirsten. How are you today?
I'm good.
That is good. That's very good.
Excited for our trip to the sunny, beautiful, historical islands of Greece.
Me too. Honestly, I'm so ready. This is like the, you know, time of the year where everyone, I think, starts fantasizing about their Mamma Mia style holiday. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to hit play on our first track.
Τώρα που είναι άνοιξη και τα λουλούδια ανθίζουν, οι νύχτες με ζαλίζουνε.
What a voice. What are we talking about this morning, Kirsten?
So this is Not a Mystery. My Love Must Be Somewhere Out There. And she is an iconic, you know, one of Greece's most famous globally singers. The lady, some of you, she's the lady with the glasses.
We had a lot of Nana Mouskouri albums at home growing up. And she's an icon. She's a vision. She's so beautiful and iconic.
Well, I was all happy about her growing up because I'm like, yeah, there's a beautiful chick with glasses, you know, because I wore glasses. It's like one of the only people. And I gotta say, so I moved here from the States, right? I hadn't heard of her till I come here. People in New Zealand love her.
Yeah. She was like a big deal in the 70s in New Zealand.
Yeah, I kept looking for stuff on the charts to reflect it on Wikipedia because I know it was popular here, but I haven't found anything documenting
true.
It.
Right.
Someone someday is going to have to document this because I know it's true.
Yes.
you know it's true. You have
I know
records.
It's true. I listened to it. Yeah, yeah. Not in the 70s, but I know my parents did. So we're talking Greek hits today. Was this, I mean, this was obviously a hit in Greece. Where else in the world was it sort of celebrated?
Besides New Zealand.
Besides New Zealand, yeah.
Well, you know, UK has this fascination with Greece for holidays. And then, you know, the odd sort of Hollywood film, which we'll get to next. But one thing that's neat about the music, because I'm not really hearing beach, I mean, I know obviously
no.
UK folks do, is Greece is this nexus between sort of Europe and the Middle East.
Mm.
And so you can hear the more Arabic, Middle Eastern sounding melodies and minor chords and sort of the slides around the vocals. And that's something that some of the Western European music didn't have. And it's because Greece, it was a part of the Ottoman Empire. It's next door to Turkey for a long time. And so it's kind of had its own history, you know, quite different than some of the other European countries like, you know, France and Germany.
Yeah.
So the music reflects that.
Just love it, honestly. This is putting me in such a good mood this morning, Kirsten. I was so excited when I saw this is what we were talking about. The next one's kind of coming out of Hollywood. Tell us a bit about this.
So this is Sophie Loren and Taurus Maroudis. What is this thing they call love? So you can hear, I mean, he's playing it on guitar, but you can hear, you know, that bouzouki, which is one of their instruments, and that sort of Middle Eastern style, from the movie Boy on a Dolphin in 1957. It's been re-recorded by Julie London and a couple other artists, and apparently it's very popular for belly dancers.
True.
So go ahead and gyrate.
Sagapo, sagapo, sagapo.
Sophia Loren has a beautiful voice.
I know, right?
Kind of didn't really know that because I haven't actually watched a lot of Sophia Loren's movies.
So she's singing in Greek, she's Italian.
So what's the movie about, Kirsten? Boy on a Dolphin.
Actually, I did not look that up. I'm very sorry.
Someone at home will know. If you do know, text us on 5395.
And I'm going to call out my dad. He's obsessed with Sophia Loren. He uses the word Zoftig. Z-O-F-T-I-G. She's a Zoftig woman.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, look that up for your Tinder profiles.
Oh, Eve says this is one of my favourite songs ever.
Oh.
And lots of people are confirming the Nana Mouskouri influence in New Zealand. Child of the 70s, awkward, geeky 12-year-old, and then my mama bought me Nana Mouskouri glasses.
Aww.
Someone else says that Annie Wishel's done a very good piss take of Nana from a week of it on YouTube. So
I'll
have to go check that out.
Awesome.
Oh, that was beautiful. I enjoyed that a lot.
Okay, now this next one, again.
Iconic.
This is a New Zealand thing too, I think. I really don't know. It didn't touch my childhood in the United States, but in New Zealand, this dude. The singing tent, the love walrus. So Demis Roussos. 1946 to 2015, 60 million albums.
Wow!
If you've never seen him, you guys have seen him, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that is a vision.
That's a sexy man. He's a big sex symbol. He wears caftans, his beard, his hairy chest.
He stands on a lot of cliffs in his music videos.
Oh, my God. Yes.
The Barry White of Greece.
I'm feeling like this is a big my mum and my grandma segment this morning. I've definitely heard this at my grandma's house as well.
Yeah, again, I need someone to explain to me New Zealand's obsession with
it is interesting, actually. It would be very interesting to dive into how we ended up with this.
I know. So you
here we go, Kirsten. Someone says, my parents owned a music shop in Te Puke in the 70s, and I recall a lot of Nana Mouskouri records and Greek music in general being played and sold. So lovely to hear it again. Thank you.
Aww.
Thank you for helping us confirm that this is not some sort of like mandala effect we're all having.
Yes, yeah. Yes. So you can hear that bouzouki style plucking. And, okay, ancient Greece, they had the lyre, they literally had the panpipes, Pan, the god named after panpipes. They have the muses, you know, the things that inspire you. So, that, you know, Greek has this really long history with music,
yes.
You know, and shaped a lot of Western concepts about music. And he was in a band with Vangelis, the electronica guy.
Iconic. We've had a few Vangelis texts. Aphrodite's Child.
Yes. You know so. Okay, and I have a really weird story. After his fame sort of waned, he wrote a weight loss book and became famous for that.
Wild.
I know, but what a disappointment, bro. Celebrate your girth.
This rules. Yes. I mean, I honestly just, this makes you want to just skive off work and go on holiday. I mean, it's Friday, so you basically could. For Vangelis fans, speaking of Aphrodite's Child, you have to go listen to Sigrid's Vangelis tribute from the week after he passed away. Just the best 2.5 hours of Vangelis radio. So beautiful, so lovely.
Sorry, I just didn't laugh, but the best 2.5 hours.
Different strokes for different folks, maybe, but it was beautiful, so go listen to that in the B-casts.
Well, they have a lot of interesting, him and Demis have a lot of interesting collabs together too, Rain and Tears, and they did some sort of Book of Revelations things, and just, you know.
Yes.
Some good stuff for stoners too, I'll just say. So holiday makers, older Kiwis, and stoners, I think.
Sounds
We've got the
Yeah, we've got the demographic here. New Zealand loves Nana Muscuri is basically what we've discovered this morning. There's a lot of people having Demi Roussos memories as well. Someone said when they were six, they thought he was like singing from a tower on the radio. They just had it in their mind that that was how Demi Roussos like performed.
That's incredible.
I love that. I would, you know, that checks out.
It does, absolutely.
I would sort of see that in your head as well. Somebody says that Sophia Loren in Boy on a Dolphin inspired the Kim K wet look that she wore, the Mugler outfit she wore to the 2019 Met Gala.
I can see that, actually. Yes, I can see that.
Very,
yes.
Very cool. That was the camp year, eh? And she was pretty much the only one who did it.
Yeah, properly. I think it was.
Thank you for bringing us some Greek hits this morning, Kirsten. This has really made my day, to be honest. I'm ready to take on anything now. Where are we going next week?
Oh, gosh. Okay. Retro wave.
Retro wave. Okay.
Riding the wave.
See you next Friday. Thank you, Kirsten.
Okay.
All right. That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.
We'll be back.